Part-time and full-time, no qualified candidate will be turned away and positions will be hired on the spot. Hostess Brands offers competitive pay and a comprehensive benefit package, including health, dental, and vision insurance, 401k, paid time off, and paid holidays. For a rewarding career with a top-notch company, come see the Hostess staff at 1525 Industrial. Hostess Brands is an equal opportunity employer. KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM, live and local. It is 821, 69 degrees. We peaked at 90 yesterday, overnight low down to 66. Sunset this evening, we'll be at 736. It is calm, it is sunny, a beautiful start to the day. 68 degrees here now at KVOE, live and local. Good morning, it is 821. And it is time for Tech Talk with Flint Hills Technical College President Karen Doherty. Tech Talk brought to you this morning by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender.
This happened yesterday.
I need to stop by my bank. They need my updated driver's license. Then we can head off to lunch.
My credit union just texted me a link for my license.
Seriously? I'd love that.
I love my credit union, Emporia State Federal Credit Union. By the time we did her banking, we only had 15 minutes for lunch. Texting. Easy. Convenient. And only at Emporia State Federal Credit Union.
And welcome once again to Tech Talk with Flint Hills Technical College President, Dr. Karen Doherty. Karen, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Doing good. Thank you.
Very good. Glad to be here. So look forward to a few items to share with the community.
Good deal. Well, let's talk here, I guess, maybe how the start of the semester has gone here in light of COVID-19 and the different mitigation practices that you got going on.
Okay, I have Lisa Kermer with me, so I'm going to let her respond to that and speak to that and those efforts we have on campus.
Good morning.
Hey, Lisa. Hey, Lisa.
So I would say we are doing a stellar job of COVID mitigation. We are pretty packed full in our classrooms and labs, but faculty are doing a great job of making sure that they're masked and students are masked at all times. And then the advantage is those students who are vaccinated, if there is somebody that tests positive, they do not have to quarantine. So we have our second vaccination clinic this Thursday. Lyon County Public Health is going to be here on campus from 11 to 1 to give the Pfizer vaccine, and we are really encouraging everybody to get vaccinated because that's the way that you can stay in class and not have to quarantine. So I updated our COVID dashboard yesterday, and we only have two active cases right now, and then two students in quarantine.
You're faring very well, I
yes,
would say,
we are.
Out at FHTC. Indeed. So as far as your numbers in the fall here, Lisa, how do they look on campus?
They are looking good. We don't have final fall numbers yet. We're still enrolling students. We should have some final numbers toward the end of September. So we're still getting especially some of the dual credit high school students enrolled. But like I said, a lot of our on-campus classes are full and things are going well.
Yeah, we'll look forward to hearing some very bright and positive enrollment numbers from Flint Hills Technical College. Well, we know you have been very busy with the Higher Learning Commission. Lisa, where are you in that process?
Well, they are here until noon today. So yesterday was our really busy day. They met with a group of students over the lunch hour. They were able to meet with faculty yesterday. They're in a breakfast right now with staff. They're also in a breakfast with external constituents and those people in the community that are involved at a lot of various levels with FHTC, some of our program advisory committee members. Rob Gilligan, the mayor, is here today to visit with our HLC team. And so, yeah, we've had a good visit so far. There was an HLC representative that went to our Garnett location a couple of weeks ago because as we have extended extra locations, then we have to get those approved through the Higher Learning Commission. And so that visit went well. And like I said, we're finishing up with them this morning. And we won't have an official report from them for about a month. But we feel like everything has gone great so far.
Lisa, it seems like, you know, this has been a significant thing for Flint Hills Technical College and Emporia State whenever the accreditation processes are brought up and rolled out. Just what type of preparation do you have to do at the college level to get ready for an HLC accreditation team to poke around and see how things are going on campus?
Sure. So we've been working really for about the last 2 years. We wrote a report that we're limited to 40,000 words, so it's a pretty long report. We basically have to respond to what they call criterion. So it's 5 criterion that they expect all higher education institutions to meet. So it's everything from mission and fulfilling our mission to how we offer our curriculum, how we evaluate our programs, how we evaluate our students, shared governance so that all employees are involved in developing policy and procedure, and then basically community involvement, how we support the community, what that looks like. And so there's a report, there's oodles and oodles of documentation that we have linked in that report. So years ago when I started working on this process, we would literally have milk crates with file folders as evidence, as documentation, and we have advanced quite a bit. So it's now all electronic, and we submitted our report electronically to the Higher Learning Commission and then downloaded all of that documentation electronically. So we don't have the milk crates anymore. And then basically it just involves employees, students, community members, our board of trustees. They had a dinner with the board last night. And so all of those different people meet with the visiting team, which is comprised of 5 representatives, and really just talk about what we do at Flint Hills Tech College.
Well, it is quite detailed, obviously, and I always hated when they limited me to 40,000 words. Man, they set me out there. Yeah, this is there's a lot of this is high intensity. It really is, just because it's so important. Obviously, this accreditation process it means green light or red light in many cases for for the college. And
yes, and what a lot of people don't realize is that all higher ed institutions have to be accredited in order to award federal financial aid to students. So if we weren't accredited, our students couldn't get Pell Grants, student loans, things like that. And then if we are going to transfer, if students want to transfer courses, we have to be an accredited institution. So it's those 2 key points that are so important, in addition to just making sure that we're doing what we need to as an institution of higher education and meeting all of those expected standards.
Yeah, Lisa Kermer, Vice President of Student Services, Financial Aid Director, and really the FHTC point person with the Higher Learning Commission with the accreditation process in play right now out at Flint Hills Technical College. Well, Dr. Doherty, let's switch a little bit to the continuing education program out at Flint Hills Tech College. How are things on that front?
Yes, they're going great. Thank you. So we have a CDL truck driver training going on right now, Monday through Friday, noon to 9 p.m. through the month of September, a very intensive truck driver training that prepares the students to be able to get licensed with their CDL and prepare them for that exam. So that has been nice to see the trucks on campus and the students parking them and backing them up and doing U-turns. So it is interesting to see them practicing with their truck driver training. So that's been a nice addition to the fall semester. And then we also have Constitution Day on September 17th. So it's a big week on a lot of fronts for us.
What's going to be happening for Constitution Day?
We have a speaker series that
will be going. It is hosted through our library. And so our speaker series has, we have Constitutional Impacts, A Kansas Perspective. That will be with Representative Mark Schreiber from District 60 and Senator Jeff Longbine, District 17. So they're doing a session together at 3 o'clock on Thursday. And then we have a couple of more sessions. We have one Friday on constitutional rights and law enforcement with Representative Eric Smith from District 76. And then on the 20th, on Monday then, so our speaker series to celebrate Constitution Day continues with constitutional language, historical significance then and now, with Representative Ron Hyland of District 51. And so those are here on campus. The one with Representative Hyland may also be available by Zoom. And so if folks are interested, we invite them to campus to join in these sessions, as well as possibly joining the Zoom link if they have that interest as well. So we're excited to be able to support this and offer this and have our legislators on campus to provide some support for this event.
Outstanding. Dr. Daugherty, I wanted to loop back here to the continuing education side of things. For folks that don't know, what are some of the different options that are in the continuing education program here at the college?
The college tends to offer the CDL as we have students available and as we have the community interest. So oftentimes we will have these programs, but we may not have enough community interest. So we were fortunate to get that. We also have IV therapy. So we also have some short-term, non-credit, continuing ed opportunities. Other one is basic computers. So we do have a few options and some opportunities that are non-credit. They are continuing education that if folks want to get an interest or an introduction into some areas and some initial certifications, they can certainly do that.
Well, Karen, how do you gauge the interest in continuing education such as the CDL? How do you know there are people out there that want to do this? Do they contact you at the college?
Yes, sir, they sure do. So we kind of gauge that by the feedback we get, by the level of interest, and once we get where we feel we can sustain a class. I believe there are six students, for instance, in this CDL training right now. And so once we get a number that a single faculty member or a single teacher instructor can work with, we will work then with that partner and get it scheduled and set up to also accommodate the student schedules. Obviously, this one is pretty intense. I've also seen them a little bit on the weekends, so they are certainly getting a lot of hours in and a lot of time under the wheel in these rigs, and so it's good to see that. But again, we gauge it by community feedback and that and go from there with it.
Certainly is a huge need for truck drivers out there. That is for certain. There's a huge need for a lot of employers, needing employees out there.
One more question here, Dr. Daugherty, and maybe, Lisa, you wanted to chime in on this as well. But speaking on Ron's point, with all the different job opportunities that have developed under COVID, and maybe, Lisa, this is something maybe that's maybe in more your wheelhouse with Dr. Daugherty coming on board here over the last few months, but how is the Tech College maybe trying to retrain or maybe adjust and meet some of those needs that are out there currently? Or is this one of those situations where it's the needs that are out there now may be forecasted to be closed up and cleaned up here over the next maybe year, and maybe it's a little bit it's hard to meet the needs that are out there now because they may be changing here in about a year or so?
Well, I think if anything, we've seen a shift in just how classes and programs are delivered, and I think everywhere, in business, in schools, we're doing things that we've never really done before consistently, like the online courses and just the expansion of all of that. And so I think we have even shifted, you know, employees working from home. I think really we're seeing some trends in that a lot of businesses are shifting to where if somebody can work from home, obviously with a lot of our programs, people wouldn't be able to do that, but more on the business side, the computer side, we really see that that's a trend that is going to be, you know, happening. And so I think just with some of the things that we're doing and the online courses that we're offering and the flexibility that we have given students, we're really kind of meeting that need. I think also we're probably going to see more need and more requests for some short-term training like the CDL. We've recently been talking about what we call stackable credentials. And so that, for example, could be a certification in our industrial engineering program, in our machine tool technology program, that students could come in and get that short-term training to be able to then advance in the workforce or possibly get employed. But then the thought is that you build that foundation and students may return to us for extended training that would expand to a technical certificate or an Associate of Applied Science degree.
So, Lisa, still time to enroll for the fall?
Depending on what you're going into. Okay. So most of our programs have been in session for about 3 weeks, and they're full. There's not opportunity to enroll in those, but we would love to visit with students about the possibility of spring enrollment starting in January.
All right, and for more information, details on all of the wonderful programs offered by Flint Hills Technical College, log on to fhtc.edu. Lisa, always a pleasure.
Nice to visit with you both.
Yeah, Lisa Kerma, Vice President of Student Services, Financial Aid Director, and Dr. Karen Doherty, who is President of the Flint Hills Technical College. Karen, thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Appreciate your time and also Emporia State Federal Credit Union for making this possible for us. Thanks so much.
Have a great day.
You all as well.
That is Dr. Karen Doherty, President, Flint Hills Technical College, fhtc.edu, joining us on Tech Talk, brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender, ESFCU. The educated choice with two convenient Emporia locations. KVOE Live and local. Good morning. It is 8:38.
Hurricane Nicholas has dropped back down to tropical storm status.